One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
In the tranquil suburban landscape of Amityville, New York, there exists a house at 112 Ocean Avenue that has become a symbol of horror, mystery, and enduring fascination. This unassuming Georgian colonial residence, with its symmetrical facade and welcoming porch, has been the focal point of one of America's most notorious and debated haunted house stories. Its history is a chilling blend of real-life tragedy and sensationalized claims of supernatural activity, weaving a narrative that continues to captivate and terrify audiences decades later. The story begins in the early 20th century when Edward S. Culbertson, a prominent businessman and developer, commissioned the construction of the house in 1920. Designed in the classic Georgian colonial style, the house featured two stories, large windows, and an inviting front porch, embodying the epitome of suburban bliss. For years, it served as a comfortable family home, a place where multiple families lived and thrived, oblivious to the darkness that would soon descend upon its walls. On a cold November evening in 1974, the peaceful existence of 112 Ocean Avenue was shattered by an act of unspeakable violence. Ronald DeFeo Jr., a 23-year-old resident of the house, brutally murdered his entire family in their sleep. The victims were Ronald DeFeo Sr., his wife Louise, their three sons John, Joey, and Andrew, and their two daughters Rebecca and Dawn. The brutality of the murders sent shockwaves through the quiet community, casting an immediate and permanent shadow over the house. Ronald DeFeo Jr. was swiftly apprehended, tried, and convicted of 6 counts of second-degree murder, receiving 6 consecutive life terms in prison without the possibility of parole. The motives behind Ronald's heinous actions remained elusive, with theories ranging from personal grievances and psychological disturbances to undiscovered external influences. The lack of a clear motive only deepened the mystery surrounding the murders, laying the groundwork for the house's transformation into a symbol of terror and tragedy. Just over a year after the DeFeo murders in December 1975, George and Kathy Lutz, along with their 3 children, moved into 112 Ocean Avenue. They purchased the house for a mere $80,000, drawn by the allure of affordable suburban living, despite the house's dark history. What followed was a 28-day ordeal that would catapult the Amityville Horror House into the annals of paranormal folklore, transforming it into one of the most infamous haunted houses in American history. From the moment the Lutz family stepped through the door, they began experiencing a series of disturbing and inexplicable phenomena. Initially, the disturbances were minor. Doors slamming shut on their own, strange noises echoing through empty hallways, and sudden drops in temperature that made the hairs on their arms stand on end. However, as the days progressed, these incidents escalated in frequency and intensity, turning their dream home into a living nightmare. George Lutz, the family's patriarch, was the first to notice that something was terribly wrong. One night, he was awakened by the sound of footsteps walking down the hallway. Groggily, he got out of bed, only to find his room untouched. The hallway, though dimly lit, seemed to stretch endlessly, and the feeling of being watched was undeniable. "It's like someone is out there, lurking in the shadows," George would later recount. But when he turned to look, there was nothing, just an empty hallway and the lingering echo of his own footsteps. Kathy Lutz, the matriarch, wasn't spared from the house's malevolent presence. She reported seeing apparitions of deceased family members and shadowy figures lurking in the corners of rooms. One such apparition was Rose DeFeo, the mother of Ronald Jr., who, according to Kathy, would stand by the stairs, her sorrowful gaze piercing through the darkness. "She looks like she's lost," Kathy would say. "Like she's searching for something or someone." These sightings were not mere fleeting glimpses, but persistent visions that left the family feeling constantly watched and pursued by unseen forces. The auditory disturbances were equally terrifying. Whispers echoed through the rooms, doors slammed shut without reason, and strange, unidentifiable noises filled the air, making every night a sleepless terror. The family would often hear footsteps in the middle of the night, only to find the hallway empty when they mustered the courage to investigate. These sounds were not just random. They were relentless and seemed to intensify with each passing day, eroding the family's sense of safety and normalcy. Of course, every good haunted house story needs its share of physical manifestations. The Lutzes reported objects moving on their own, furniture shifting positions, and personal items disappearing only to reappear in the most unexpected places. Imagine coming home to find your own clothes hanging in the closet, clothes you don't remember putting there. Or waking up to find your kitchen table arranged in a completely different formation than when you left it. These moving objects made it impossible for the family to trust their own senses, creating an environment of constant fear and uncertainty. Temperature fluctuations added to the chaos. Sudden cold spots would envelop rooms, making the air thick with an unexplainable chill. These drops in temperature were often accompanied by a pervasive feeling of unease, as if the house itself was actively trying to drive them out. The feeling was akin to someone rearranging your living space while you were asleep. Except, the rearranging was decidedly malevolent. These cold spots were not just uncomfortable, but seemed to carry an underlying sense of malevolence, reinforcing the family's fear that something dark was at work within the house. And then there were the electronic malfunctions. Radios would turn on and off by themselves. Televisions would display static-filled images of ghostly figures, and lights would flicker ominously. These disturbances not only disrupted their daily lives, but also heightened their fear, making the house feel like a living entity with a will of its own. Imagine sitting down to watch TV, only to have the screen filled with eerie, distorted images that seem to watch you back. It's the kind of thing that would make you question your own sanity and the very nature of the house you thought was your sanctuary. As the disturbances intensified, so did the psychological strain on the family. George Lutz suffered from anxiety, insomnia, and paranoia, unable to escape the constant fear that something terrible was lurking in the shadows. Kathy, already fraught with emotional distress, found herself battling depression, her spirit crushed by the relentless torment of the house. The children weren't spared either. Nightmares plagued them, turning bedtime into a battleground of fear and uncertainty. They spoke of seeing shadowy figures in their rooms and hearing voices that begged for help, their innocent minds unable to comprehend the horror that surrounded them. After just 28 days of living in the house, the Lutz family made the harrowing decision to flee, leaving behind most of their possessions, including cherished items like their wedding photo and children's toys. Their sudden departure only fueled the rumors and speculation about what truly happened in that house. The media was quick to latch onto their story, turning the Amityville Horror House into a national sensation overnight. The abruptness of their departure, coupled with the abandoned belongings and the family's frightened demeanor, painted a vivid picture of a house that was more than just haunted. It was a place of unspeakable terror. But what exactly were the Lutzes experiencing? Was it truly a haunted house, or were there natural explanations behind the terrifying phenomena? As the story unfolded, it became clear that the Amityville Horror House was a complex interplay of psychological stress, environmental factors, and possibly something more sinister lurking within its walls. The publication of Jay Anson's The Amityville Horror in 1977 brought the Lutz family's story to a wider audience, combining their personal accounts with sensationalized horror narrative techniques. The book became a bestseller, captivating readers with its detailed and chilling descriptions of the family's experiences. Anson's portrayal of the house as a malevolent entity capable of tormenting its residents resonated deeply with audiences, tapping into widespread fears and fascination with the supernatural. The success of the Amityville Horror book paved the way for numerous film adaptations, each adding new layers to the Amityville Horror story. The first film, released in 1979 and directed by Stuart Rosenberg, closely followed the book's narrative, dramatizing the Lutz family's experiences in the haunted house. Starring James Brolin and Margot Kidder, the film was a commercial success, grossing over $86 million at the box office. Its realistic portrayal of the house, combined with its suspenseful and terrifying sequences, resonated with audiences, making it a classic in the horror genre. Subsequent film adaptations continued to explore different facets of the Amityville horror story. Amityville the Seku, The Possession. In 1982, delved deeper into the family's experiences, introducing new paranormal phenomena and expanding on the original narrative. The 2005 remake of the Amityville Horror, featuring Ryan Reynolds and Melissa George, modernized the story while retaining its core elements, bringing the tale to a new generation of horror enthusiasts. More recent adaptations, such as Amityville, The Awakening in 2017, have reimagined the story, focusing on new families encountering the house's malevolent forces and expanding the franchise into new storytelling avenues. Each adaptation has contributed to the evolving mythology of the Amityville Horror House, introducing different interpretations and supernatural elements that keep the legend alive for subsequent generations. The house's notoriety became a staple in discussions about haunted locations and paranormal phenomena, cementing its place in the collective consciousness as a real-life horror story. However, with every sensationalized account came increased skepticism and controversy. Critics argued that the Lutz family's claims were fabricated or exaggerated for personal gain, pointing to inconsistencies in their accounts and the timing of their departure. The financial incentives provided by the publication of the Amityville Horror and subsequent media deals led some to suspect a motive for embellishing their story. Legal disputes between the Lutz family and the previous owner, George Lutz, further clouded the narrative, adding layers of complexity to an already contentious story. Skeptics also highlighted the lack of physical evidence supporting the family's paranormal claims. Despite numerous investigations, no definitive proof of supernatural activity has been produced to substantiate the Lutz's experiences. Variations in the family's stories over time have raised questions about their reliability and the authenticity of their encounters. Some former owners and neighbors have refuted the claims of paranormal activity, attributing the family's experiences to natural phenomena or psychological factors. Psychologists and skeptics propose that the Lutz family's experiences can be explained by a combination of psychological stress, trauma from the DeFeo murders, and environmental factors within the house. The intense emotional stress of moving into a house with such a tragic history, coupled with personal issues such as marital discord and financial stress, could have induced anxiety, paranoia, and hallucinations. Sleep deprivation, a common consequence of anxiety and fear, can lead to vivid nightmares and hallucinations, potentially explaining some of the family's reported paranormal experiences. The house itself, with its age and possible structural issues, may have contributed to natural noises and environmental hazards that were misinterpreted as supernatural phenomena. Environmental factors such as high levels of mold and poor ventilation have also been cited as potential contributors to the family's distress. Mold, particularly black mold, can produce toxic fumes that cause symptoms like headaches, dizziness, and hallucinations, which could explain some of the more bizarre experiences reported by the Lutz family. Carbon monoxide leaks are another potential hazard, as this colorless, odorless gas can cause confusion, lethargy, and impaired judgment. While there is no definitive evidence that carbon monoxide poisoning occurred in the Amityville house, the presence of poorly ventilated spaces could have created an environment conducive to such hazards, further contributing to the family's fear and anxiety. Despite these rational explanations, the allure of the supernatural remains strong. The idea that the house was haunted by restless spirits seeking revenge or peace is a compelling narrative that resonates deeply with audiences. Paranormal experts and enthusiasts have conducted numerous investigations, claiming to capture evidence of ghostly apparitions, unexplained noises, and other supernatural phenomena. Electronic voice phenomena, or EVP, shadow figures and cold spots continue to be reported by visitors and investigators alike, keeping the legend alive and well. The Amityville horror story also raises important ethical and legal considerations. The commercialization of the family's tragedy through books, films, and merchandise has been criticized as exploitative. Critics argue that profiting from genuine suffering raises ethical questions about the responsible use of such sensitive and tragic events. Additionally, the disputes over ownership and the legitimacy of the Lutz family's claims highlight the complexities involved in balancing profit motives with respect for personal trauma and tragedy. Today, the Amityville Horror House remains a private residence, but its reputation as a haunted location ensures a steady flow of visitors eager to explore its dark legacy. Paranormal enthusiasts, ghost hunters, and curious tourists flock to the area, hoping to catch a glimpse of the house's alleged malevolent presence. Ghost tours, paranormal-themed events, and related attractions have sprung up in the surrounding area, contributing to the local economy and keeping the haunting legacy alive. The enduring fascination with the Amityville Horror House underscores the powerful role of narrative storytelling in shaping our understanding of fear, mystery, and the unknown. The blending of real-life tragedy with sensationalized accounts of the paranormal creates a compelling narrative that resonates deeply with audiences, tapping into universal fears and the enduring allure of the unknown. Whether viewed through the lens of belief in the supernatural or skepticism grounded in psychological and environmental explanations, the house's story remains a powerful reminder of the complex interplay between fact and fiction in shaping public perceptions of the paranormal. As the years have passed, the legacy of the Amityville Horror House has only grown stronger. It serves as a case study in how personal tragedy can evolve into cultural legend, influencing everything from literature and film to popular beliefs about haunted houses and the supernatural. The story of George and Kathy Lutz, whether entirely genuine or partially influenced by psychological and environmental factors, has left an indelible mark on the cultural landscape, perpetuating the house's status as a real-life horror story that continues to captivate and terrify. In recent developments, the Amityville Horror House has seen various ownership changes, each new owner adding to the house's storied history. Some have attempted to restore the house to its former glory, while others have embraced its haunted reputation, capitalizing on its infamy to attract visitors and media attention. The house has become a symbol of enduring mystery, a place where the past and present intertwine in a tapestry of fear and fascination. The story of the Amityville Horror House also serves as a cautionary tale about the power of narrative and the human desire to find meaning in tragedy. It challenges us to consider how much of our perception of reality is influenced by our fears, our environment, and the stories we tell ourselves. The blending of real-life tragedy with sensationalized accounts of the paranormal creates a compelling narrative that resonates deeply with audiences, tapping into universal fears of the unknown and the uncontrollable forces that may lurk within our own homes. For many, the Amityville Horror House represents the thin veil that separates our reality from the realms of legend and horror. It stands as a testament to the enduring human fascination with the supernatural and the mysteries that lie just beyond our perception. Whether you're a skeptic seeking rational explanations or a believer yearning for genuine paranormal encounters, the legend of the Amityville Horror House continues to haunt the collective imagination, a testament to the enduring power of fear and the human desire to uncover the unknown.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org.